Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Joining us now is Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters. And, Brendan, the hot spot seems to be Grand Isle, and looks like you got the memo on it, too. If you would, give us a little Grand Isle fishing out of a kayak 101. If somebody wants to fish either the reefs on the backside or fish in the surf, what do you suggest?
Yeah, Don, just check the wind for the day you're going out. I mean, obviously, if you have a south wind, the surf might be a little bit rough, but you still might be able to fish the backside of the island or the pass. You know, inside Kamanana Pass on a calm tide day is a really good spot. It's you know, one of the big choke points, and you can catch fish all along the sides there. The backside has the islands that are right, Dutch Island that's right past the kayak fishing launch back there on Ludwig Street. They redid that just this past spring, so you can launch there, paddle out, and fish all along the bank of the backside of the island, or you can go across to that the Dutch Island area and kind of paddle around it. It's got some reefs around it, and just fish the points and look for birds, fish it with a cork or a pop with top water. If you go over to the area by Cigars Marina, which is the Chenier Point before you cross the bridge to Grand Isle, there's some good reefs in about, you know, 5 to 6 foot of water over there by those islands and those oyster farm rakes over there. That's holding some good fish. Actually, this week, it was holding some really nice fish. Earlier in the week, caught some nice, 16 to 20 inch trout over there. Great spot. And then, of course, you know, Gorillaville, the beach, Elmer's Island, when the surf is right, it is very right. And you can go catch some really, really nice, monstrous sized trout. You know, later in the season, you'll get the bull reds that come in and the Spanish mackerel and all kinds of fun stuff to catch. It's a great time to go to Grand Isle. I usually fish it almost exclusively between mid-May and the end of August.
You know, I was going to ask you about Elmer's Island. They've got that parking area there, and I've fished the surf there many times. I've never done it in a kayak, but I was always thinking you could park right there. It's not a far drag to put your kayak into the water there, and you could head east or west and cover a lot of ground fishing those first and second troughs right there along the beach.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I've had a lot of people that just bring the whole family, you know, everybody can hang out at the beach. You can take turns in the kayaks. You can crab. You can, you know, take your kids out in the back of the boat if you have kids. You know, have a great time. It's a wonderful place. And then they got those golf carts that can drag you all over the place if you need to, you know, haul some gear or something like that. And you can even launch in the backside of the bay at Elmer's if you want to, you know, say if it's a windy day, you can kind of hang out back there and launch off the road on the way to the beach.
Yep, got lots of opportunity there. Now, coming up, Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's got Offshore Mania in Navarre next weekend. How's that work?
Yeah, that's going to be our second time that the Bayou Coast has invaded Navarre, which is pretty interesting. I mean, they have a club over there, the Gulf Coast Kayak Fishing Association, but we love it so much that we're having an event over there, and you know, we like to break out of our comfort zone, go offshore fishing, catch snapper and cobia and all the crazy stuff that you can catch right off the beach over there in Navarre. So we're doing it again. This is the second year we've had it, and this year we're going to be able to fish 2 days. So we're going to have the weigh station open, kind of like a rodeo, if you will, and you can fish on the 21st and the 22nd. And you know, we're just out there, a real friendly environment. Everybody launches from the same place. You know, it's a relatively short paddle to go catch offshore fish. You know, you're talking half mile. A mile, you can start catching fish, and people are really willing to take you with them to go fish. You can troll around and catch, you know, kingfish if you want to do that, or, you know, bottom fish. It's all kinds of opportunities out there.
Do you have any intel on out-of-state non-resident licenses for fishing saltwater in Florida, and any places, good places to stay close by Navarre?
I know a lot of guys check on the Airbnb situation or the hotels in Gulf Breeze or something like that and just kind of drive in. I know the regulations, I think most people buy the single day or the week trip license in Florida, depending on how many days they're fishing over there. You know, it's kind of, I fish Alabama so much, I carry a full year's license, a non-resident with me in Florida. I just get it whenever I go down there. So I forget what it is, but I know the Alabama one's expensive for us Louisiana residents.
Yeah, they got the reciprocal. Yeah, we fight each other over license fees.
Yep.
Well, sounds like a good time and a great opportunity, something we don't really have here in Louisiana, a short-distance paddle to catch blue water species, and you can certainly do it over there. Anything else before you go, Brendan?
No, but I know the best Father's Day gift that's free, if you need to give your father a great free gift, is yard passes. So go fishing.
Yep. Well, maybe your guys are listening. Maybe they can help you get work on one.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. Brendan Bayard, one of our two field reporters for our Paddlers Reports.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.